Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is kicking off his second term without the budget crises of his first 4 years, but with a more conservative legislature that could create new clashes over spending. The 53-year-old Democrat took his oath of office in a ceremony overshadowed by the college football national championship between LSU and Clemson in New Orleans. The game sidelined the traditional black tie inaugural ball, as Edwards and many other officials will be in the Superdome tonight to watch LSU. Edwards' speech outlining his plans for the next 4 years was the centerpiece of the inauguration. The Louisiana House has elected Republican Clay Schecksnyder to be its new House Speaker. Today's vote spurned Attorney General Jeff Landry's pick for the job in an acrimonious public feud as state lawmakers were seated for their new term. The House voted 60-45 for Schecksnyder. Democrats backed the Ascension Parish car repair business owner to push him into victory in the majority GOP chamber. Schecksnyder defeated Republican Sherman Mack, a lawyer from Livingston Parish, who had more GOP support. After being sworn in, state senators quickly chose Republican Paige Cortez to be their next president. The unanimous vote came with no public controversy. The decision had been worked out weeks earlier in behind-the-scenes negotiations. Icy roads, deadly tornadoes, punishing waves were all part of this severe weekend weather blamed for 11 deaths and major damage in parts of the Midwest, South, and Northeast. The death toll included tornado victims in Alabama and Louisiana and two first responders struck by a car at an icy Texas accident scene. Another icy road death was reported in Iowa. A drowning was reported in Oklahoma flooding. In Wisconsin, wind, waves, and flooding caused major damage Saturday to Port Milwaukee on Lake Michigan. Officials spent Sunday assessing damage and working to restore power to tens of thousands. President Donald Trump is in New Orleans tonight for the college football playoff national championship. LSU faces off with the Clemson Tigers at the Superdome. Game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will land in Kenner around 6 and head to the Superdome. You're advised to look out for slowdowns and shutdowns on I-10 as their motorcade makes its way from the airport to the Superdome around 6:30. Parking restrictions are in place throughout the CBD and French Quarter. Heavy traffic is in both areas. Watch for lots of parking restrictions and no parking zones downtown. City recommends that if you're attending, you get to the Dome early.